Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the 2016 UWA Elite March Madness Pick Special. Here's your host, Colin West.
Welcome to the 2016 UWA Elite March Madness Pick Special. Thank you, Demetrius, our new voiceover artist, for kicking off the show. You sound a little weird today, but that's fine with me.
I have a medical condition, you jerk.
Fantastic! Over the next 15 minutes, I'll be guiding you through my personal bracket for the 2016 NCAA tournament, along with my Final Four predictions. I'll also be giving you the Final Four predictions of some of UWA Elite's biggest stars and one or two surprises as well. We don't have that much time, so let's kick things off by getting right into the South Region.
South Region.
In 2016, the number one overall seed in the tournament, the Kansas Jayhawks, find themselves leading out the South Region. Most people have Kansas making it to the Final Four, but here's a few roadblocks that I have for them along the way. In the round of 32, Kansas could find itself in a very difficult matchup with a number 9 UConn team that just as recently as a couple of years ago won the entire NCAA tournament as a 7 seed. So coming from a low seed will not intimidate the talented Huskies. Also, the number 5 Maryland Terrapins have as much talent as anyone in the country, but can they get themselves together and on the same page? Melo Trimble and company can beat anyone on any given day as long as they don't beat themselves. The sleeper I have in this bracket are the number 11 Wichita State Shockers. Fred VanVleet and Ron Baker are one of the most talented backcourts in the country, and I'm predicting a Sweet 16 run for the Wichita State Shockers, defeating Arizona and Miami on the way to the Sweet 16. In the end, it's chalk in the Elite Eight. I have Kansas beating Villanova to make it to the Final Four in Houston.
West Region.
While I do have chalk in the West Region Sweet 16, two mild upsets take us to the Elite Eight, as I think the 4-seed Duke knocks off Oregon, and I think the underappreciated Aggies of Texas A&M will take out Buddy Hield and Oklahoma in the Sweet 16. While Buddy Hield is the best player in the country and in this tournament, A&M is a more well-rounded team and is a little bit more dangerous than people give them credit for. In the end, I think that Texas A&M team that is a little bit underappreciated will ride a surprise entrance as a 3-seed into the Final Four.
East Region.
Demetrius, no offense, dude. Kind of a weird read. You made the bracket sound a little bit like a question.
You're such a dick.
You know, people do barely tolerate me. Anyway, out in the East Region where the North Carolina Tar Heels get your number one regional seed. However, nobody, and I mean nobody, has a tougher road as a 1-seed to the Final Four than the Tar Heels, your regular ACC champions and your tournament ACC champions. Curved a little bit better than this. You got a field that includes the 2-seed Xavier Musketeers, the 3-seed oppressed Virginia, West Virginia, a 4-5 matchup between Kentucky and Indiana, and a 6-seed Notre Dame that's already had two cracks to beat North Carolina this year. It's just a stacked field against UNC, and that's if they make it out of a potential round of 32 matchup with the best 9-seed in the tournament, Providence. Moving into the Sweet 16, I do have a 1-4 matchup between North Carolina and the Kentucky Wildcats. However, a little bit of havoc in the bottom half of the East Region as West Virginia takes on the 7-seed Wisconsin. The Badgers have been putting it together late in the year, and I think that matchups against Pitt and Xavier play out well for the Badgers to make it back to the Sweet 16. In a 1-3 matchup in the Elite Eight, I have North Carolina against improbable odds, taking out the Mountaineers of West Virginia to make it to the Final Four. Do not be tempted by the 5-12 and 4-13 upsets in this region. Chattanooga and Stony Brook are great teams, great mid-majors, do not get me wrong. They just drew terrible matchups in this particular region.
Midwest region.
It's almost unheard of that the favorite in an NCAA tournament is not a one seed, but such is the case in 2016, as more people have bet on the two-seed Spartans out of the Midwest region than anyone else. Michigan State has the best percentage odds, according to ESPN Tournament Challenge users, of getting to the Final Four. And why would you bet against Michigan State? They have perhaps the best on-court leader in the country in Denzel Valentine. They have one of the two best college basketball coaches in Tom Izzo. And they have a reasonably coasty, let's say, kind of road to the Elite Eight. Middle Tennessee, not going to be a big stretch for them. The winner of Dayton-Syracuse is manageable for them. I do see them in the Sweet 16 having to deal with a feisty Seton Hall Pirates team. The backcourt of Seton Hall has really been gelling. Guard play always plays in the big dance. Isaiah Whitehead, great player. I think the run comes to an end in the Sweet 16, but I think they beat Gonzaga and the Utah Utes, another very good team, on the way to the Sweet 16. Potential upset alert would come in the Sweet 16 when I think that the Purdue Boilermakers can give Virginia a run for their money. In fact, I am taking Purdue to beat Virginia in the Sweet 16, setting up a rematch of the Big Ten championship game between Purdue and Michigan State in the Elite Eight. I think the Spartans do have what it takes to make it to the Final Four. It will be by the skin of their teeth, and it will be a little closer than most people anticipate.
Yo, 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 let's pick some upsets, dog!
Only if you promise never to do that again. That's gonna get us letters. Anyway, look, kids, if you read any analyst online, they'll give you a reason for any double-digit seed to pull an upset in this tournament this year. And the field is wide open. I'm going to give you two names that a lot of people aren't talking about. And maybe, just maybe, if you're feeling lucky, they'll bust up your bracket in a big way come the NCAA tournament. I'm going to start out in the East region with the 14 seed Stephen F. Austin. All this team did was score almost 81 points a game, beat their opponents by over 17, go 18-0 in their conference, and rank second in the entire country in assists with 19 a game. They don't have size, so West Virginia is absolutely going to beat them on the boards. That's just not a question. But ball handling skills, good backcourt play, Stephen F. Austin, crisp passing, the press of West Virginia is not going to bother them that much. West Virginia is not a great shooting team, so if Stephen F. Austin is hitting their threes and not turning the ball over, this could be... Also, in terms of a 13 seed to watch, I know I agree with your UWA Elite champion Hedges on this, the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors at 27-5, 10-2 over their last 12, could give Cal a run for their money in the opening round. They beat Northern Iowa by 16 earlier this year and played Oklahoma, one of the five or six best teams in this tournament, close, only losing by 3 to the Sooners. Hawaii could give Cal a run for their money in the opening round of the NCAA tournament.
Final Four.
It's the final countdown. I'm sorry I had to do that. We couldn't afford the rights to the song. I really wanted to use it. In retrospect, terrible idea. I apologize to my grandparents. If that didn't kill you, you're stronger than I could possibly imagine. Anyway, in my Final Four, I have Kansas, Texas A&M, UNC, and Michigan State. I'm sorry, kids. No big upsets. I got the two number one seeds, Kansas and North Carolina, making it to the national title game. Why? Because sometimes teams are one seeds for a reason. Yeah, occasionally the brackets blow up, and I've got some upsets happening along the way this year. But sometimes the cream rises to the top. In the end, though, in a minor upset, I think Marcus Paige, Bryce Johnson, and the battle-tested Tar Heels, who again won the ACC regular season and conference tournament championships, outlast the Kansas Jayhawks by three. Just by three. 76-73. I have North Carolina cutting down the nets in Houston. That being said, it's probably going to be Baylor, or Utah, or Notre Dame, or South Dakota State, or somebody else. Because otherwise, they wouldn't call it March Madness.
UWA Elite All-Star Picks.
You know, sometimes when you need the best solution to a problem, you just get the best people you know together, you put them in a room, and you ask them what they think. Recently, I went to some of the best and brightest stars from UWA Elite past and present and asked them what they thought about this year's NCAA tournament. And I got a bunch of very interesting responses, some huge upsets, and some guys who just obviously don't watch basketball. Let's get right to it. Your UWA Elite champion thinks that the 4-seed Kentucky Wildcats out of the East will be your NCAA tournament champions, beating Villanova in the national championship game. He also has Duke and a surprise Texas Tech making it to the Final Four. Sean Damage McNellis, the first UWA Elite champion, likes Villanova, Baylor, UNC, and Michigan State to make it to the Final Four, with the Spartans cutting down the nets in Houston. One half of the tag team champions, Brandon the Bull, has Kansas, UNC, Oklahoma, and Michigan State meeting in the Final Four, with Kansas, the overall number one seed, winning it all. Speaking of people who picked Kansas, UWA Elite alumni and Chikara star Frightmare also picks Kansas to win it all in Houston. Frightmare and I have exactly the same Final Four: Kansas, Texas A&M, UNC, and Michigan State. You guys remember Lowlife Louis Ramos? Of course you do. Hardcore icon. How could you forget? Lowlife Louis has Villanova, Duke, Notre Dame, and Michigan State in his Final Four, with the Villanova Wildcats cutting down the nets. And finally, the ultimate underdog, Tommy Guns Cobran, picking 2-1 seeds and two massive underdogs: Kansas, Oregon, Chattanooga, and Arkansas Little Rock, with Arkansas Little Rock as your national champion. Because, hey, we can all dream, right? I also got two very interesting brackets. Clay Sawyer dropped one off on behalf of Kentucky Bread. Somehow, I'm not sure how this happened. He has Kentucky winning all four regions and Kentucky winning the national championship 246-7. And then he wrote touchdown on the top. So, not really sure what's going on there. Speaking of guys who I'm a little questionable about their brackets, Jeff Cannonball gave me four names written in ketchup on the back of a napkin. The Notre Dames, the Harvard Smarties, the Penn Filth Puppets, whatever that means, and Black Sabbath. And out of his West region, he has Black Sabbath winning the national championship. Look, jokes aside, our picks are no better than yours. We're just a bunch of guys having fun. But like I said, if you look at groupthink, take into consideration that out of the seven brackets that actually picked the Final Four, five have Michigan State, four have Kansas, and four have North Carolina. Is this going to help you win your bracket pool? Maybe. Maybe not. All I'm saying is that if you use my bracket and you win money, just hit me up on Facebook, Colin West, and I will let you know where to send my cut. You're welcome. Tune in every Wednesday night at 11 p.m. Eastern, fans, on Blog Talk Radio, as UWA Elite presents the All Access Podcast, hosted by yours truly, Colin West. You can check it out, blogtalkradio.com/UWA Elite Wrestling. Also, make sure to check out Luck of the Draw, Saturday, April 2nd from the Holy Trinity Church in South River, New Jersey. And you can watch every past UWA Elite Supercard on UWAElite.com. That's all for our bracket special. Thanks to Demetrius, who may or may not be real.
I wish death on you, Colin.
We'll see you next time.